This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, home vegetable gardeners, we're around to that time for seeding those potatoes, one of the earliest crops to go in during any growing season, and so today we bring by Riley County Extension horticultural agent Greg Eystone for some thoughts on getting those spuds off and going with a strong start. And Greg, any time now, those seed pieces can be planted.
Yeah, I think most of Kansas will probably go with a calendar of St. Patrick's Day or March 17th as a good time to start at least thinking or preparing for your potatoes. And you buy your seed potatoes, preferably. It's going to have a blue label to be a certified seed potato. And those come in all different sizes, and so you may want to prepare them prior to your planting. We can take the larger tuber pieces, cut it up into, they say, ounce and a half to 2 ounces. I kind of visualize that as kind of ping pong ball size. And you're going to have an eye in, no matter how you cut a potato, so you'll have a growing point, so you don't have to worry about that. But cut those into sizes that are suitable and let that seal over for a few days. The warmer it is, the more humid it is, the quicker that takes place. But simply, if you do it maybe a week ahead of time, you're good to go.
And you can cut those up in the appropriate size and just lay them flat on a surface somewhere out of the elements, of course, but where they can cure.
Yeah, fairly easy process, but it is an important step that you don't just cut your potato, throw it in the ground, because you have the potential, most likely it'll go ahead and rot and not perform how you want it.
Now let's talk of planting technique. The spacing is important as well as the depth, right?
Yes, spacing, just probably 12 inches is good between plants, maybe 3 feet between the rows if you're doing several rows. You can fudge on that, but that's kind of a idea to think about. Planting, different people do it different ways. So the seed piece that you plant will send up the stem from that eye, and from that stem will form the tubers over time. And so you're going to have to plant that so that you'll be able to provide a tuber-forming area, typically hilling is what it's called, so you have some loose soil that you mound up around that stem as it continues to develop. So you may plant that seed piece 1, 2 inches, 3 inches in the ground. It kind of depends on your growing technique. And the interesting thing about that is it'll lay dormant for probably a good month, 30 days. You won't know that anything's happening.
Don't panic.
Yes, it takes a while. And then eventually you'll start to see some leaf tissue forming and the stem starting to elongate and things are going forward. And oftentimes in there you may have a frost, and so that will burn back that new foliage, but the seed piece is still alive and will continue to shoot up new growth, and you'll be okay.
But again, you want to build that hill, that mound, ridge that soil up so there will be space for those tubers to grow on that stem.
That's right. So you do need to have an area that you have the capability of scooping up the soil, healing it up, raking it up onto the stem. You can always bring in some material, compost, straw, those things, but to get good tuber formation, yeah, you're going to mound material up around that stem as it grows. Usually about 6 inches once it's up, then you start healing some soil up to it, and then that mound usually ends up about 10 to 12 inches deep, if you will, as the progression of the plant is.
And, Greg, does one need to fertilize seed potatoes upon planting them?
It's always good to do a soil test to determine what your soil lacks before you do any kind of planting. But during the growing period, a little bit of nitrogen would be good as that foliage tissue develops. That nitrogen really goes to nice, green, healthy tissue, which forms the food capacity for the plant to make the tubers.
So you could hold off until emergence before applying fertilizer.
Yeah, I would fertilize while it's growing. So, yes, you got a couple of weeks. So it takes a month or so for it to form, and then probably another month before I worry about fertilizing.
Very well. Greg, always good to have you by.
Thank you. I'm glad spring's here.
Indeed. On planting seed potatoes, Greg Eystone, Riley County Extension Horticultural Agent, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.